You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Aotearoa has the third highest rate of inflammatory bowel disease, or IBD, in the world, but essential medication is still unavailable due to Pharmac's budget. Ustekinumab, otherwise known by its brand name Stelara, was approved by MedSafe in 2018 and is already funded in Australia. Crohn's and Colitis New Zealand petitioned to get Stelara funded here last year, receiving 30,000 signatures. This led to Pharmac testifying before the petitions committee in October last year, where they said Stelara is needed, but they don't have the funding. I spoke to the chair of Crohn's and Colitis New Zealand, Dr. Richard Stein, about what has happened since. So, Richard, what came from Pharmac's testimony last year?
With that, I'll be honest with you, I'm very disappointed. There's been really no substantial progress in that direction. We still do not have funding for Stelara, which is called ustekinumab. That's the name of the medication. The Stelara is the brand name. But we still have no funding for ustekinumab. There's another medication that's funded also throughout the rest of the world called vedolizumab. We don't have that medication. We're literally years behind the rest of the world in what we have to offer our patients. We had a petition, you know, which you referenced. We had over 30,000 signatures. We presented it to Parliament. I think it's widely acknowledged that we need these medications. Pharmac acknowledges it. There's just no funding for it. And, you know, more or less the decision, you know, or the petitions committee was that this was an issue for Pharmac and not the government. And so, you know, progress as far as the petition goes, you know, has been halted. We're still advocating very strongly for these medications because they're desperately needed for people that don't respond to the medications that are currently funded. These patients, as a result, have to go for surgery, and it's just not, in many cases, not necessary, you know, if we had these medications.
Do you think this says anything about our health system in New Zealand?
Yes, I do. I don't think our health system is receiving the funding that it needs. I think the Pharmac budget is way too small. You know, per capita, we have one of the smallest budgets for funding pharmaceuticals compared with the rest of the Western world. And I think just overall, the health system in this country is not adequately funded, or not funded to the point where people could receive optimal medical care.
And where do you see this unfolding with your petition and the funding for ustekinumab?
Well, I think eventually we're going to have these medications because, to be honest, it makes financial sense to give people medication. And granted, and, you know, these are expensive medicines, but, you know, a lot of medications are expensive. But the cost of these medications are much less than the cost of not having them. People being hospitalized, going to the emergency department, having surgeries. You need to factor in, too, you know, quality of life and time lost from work, the impact on the families not being able to work. And, you know, you have a relatively large segment of the population, you know, that, you know, have, you know, diseases, you know, many of them are not even rare diseases that need medications. And when you take those people out of the workforce, you take them not just, you know, the impact of the patient, but also on the families. You know, the costs mount up. And when you balance these against the cost of the medications themselves, a lot of times it's a lot less expensive, you know, just to fund the medications. And again, the monetary costs are one thing, but, you know, look at the social costs as well. Look at people that are isolated, children not going to school, people who have their educations interrupted, you know, their family lives interrupted. You know, the impact is really very, very far-reaching. And how do you put a price on that? But, you know, my feeling is that we will get these medications just because they have to be funded. And Pharmac does acknowledge that we need the medications. You know, there's just not the funding available. And kind of look to our legislators in Parliament to increase the budgets and, you know, just allocate more funding for desperately needed medications that can really change people's lives.
How would you rate the support for immune-compromised people during the Omicron outbreak?
I'd say overall it's been reasonably good in that they've made an effort to disseminate information for immunocompromised people. They've made allowances. In many instances, they actually contracted that service to communicate with patients to organizations like ours. So we did receive a subsidy to help disseminate information regarding third primary doses and COVID recommendations. So we were quite active with that. When we were way back when they first started giving vaccines, and I don't know if you remember, but they initially were vaccinating people that were immunocompromised or at high risk. And people with inflammatory bowel disease weren't in that group of patients, despite the fact that they had a chronic illness and many were immunosuppressed. And I actually wrote several emails from our organization to the Ministry of Health. And we actually got a personal response from Chris Hipkins, you know, who actually sent us a letter and put us on the list of people with chronic diseases. So we did get a good response from the government. I think one of the issues is that the Ministry of Health, Public Health Services have been so busy that in some instances it was hard getting maybe optimal support that we needed. But I think overall the government did a good job. I say overall, I think the government did a good job under the circumstances, there's still a lot of issues out there that I think need to be addressed.
That was the chair of Crohn's and Colitis New Zealand, Dr. Richard Stein, talking about the lack of funding for IBD medication in New Zealand.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.